Last week, a sign outside a mosque in Redmond was damaged. The president of the Muslim Association of Puget Sound, Mahmoud Kadir, says it looks like the sign was smashed and close to demolished by a sledgehammer. Kadir told me what he thought after seeing the sign last Monday morning.
The first thing occurred to me was probably it could be an accident of some type. You know, it didn't occur to me like some malicious intent is there because, it never occurred to me. But then it was really disheartening to see, it's a symbol of our organization and somebody trying to destroy that possibly was conveying some type of message.
Had your center ever been the target of any kind of
After San Bernardino attacks, there were a few calls that were made to the police.
These were the murders in California.
Yeah, right, yeah. After that incident happened, somebody threatened to come and, kind of kill people in the center, and the police explored that further. They provided extra protection. It was only a telephone call, not to our center, but to police, saying that they're going to attack. They explored it further, but nothing happened.
How different did a physical attack on the sign feel to you?
Yeah, this was the first physical attack, and I was really concerned about, is it just proving a point, or there is some more seriousness to that particular attack, right? So today it attacked on the sign, saying, well, we can attack you, and then maybe sometime later inside the mosque, somebody might come. We have the largest center in the state of Washington. MAPS is the largest center. We serve about 5,000 families from 14 different countries. So every day you go, there is at least over 100 or 150 kids. So I was really concerned about that.
Some people have assumed this attack was linked to the Trump election. What do you think?
I really don't know because we didn't get the full investigation or they didn't find out yet, police, what was the motive behind it. But since the election of our president-elect Trump, there has been increased activities all across U.S., on the minorities and Muslims and the others. So it could be related to that, but I just don't have enough information to kind of say it is as a part of that.
Have you personally or anyone you know felt a change in the way your community's been treated since the election?
The interesting thing that I found in my community is between the ages of 22 to 30, that age group was kind of very hard to uplift them after the election.
Why do you think that is?
I think they were more kind of concerned with the rhetoric. They were following Mr. Trump's, before the elections, and then they were actively participating in the elections. So the one thing is they got disheartened by the result. At the same time, they feel they are more vulnerable because they are participating in many of the activities in the social circles, in the education, universities, etc.
You sent a message to your congregation,
yeah.
And you talked about shoring up your private worship, your belief.
Yeah, yeah.
You talked about participating more in your community.
Yeah.
And you also talked about giving the president-elect the benefit of the doubt. In other words, which is interesting because a lot of people are already worried and protesting and fundraising on behalf of groups like yours.
Right.
And you're saying, wait a minute, nothing's happened yet.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
There is some stuff that is going on because of rhetoric. But actually, for example, people are really worried that, minorities will be completely sent out. For example, if you look at the Mexican people, we are our illegal immigrants to be shunted out of the country and, minorities, Muslims will be banned from other things. We haven't seen any of that in action yet, right? So I think there is a lot of talk about it and it might come into the actions. But one of the things as a Muslim you believe is in the goodness of a human being because the God's spirit is in you. So once you look at everything, once you realize what responsibility you have, not only for one half of the country that supported you, but the other half who did not support you. So my expectation is President-elect Trump will look at all of these set of information, which he wasn't privy before, and would do the right thing for our country. So till it is proven otherwise, let's just not be worried about it. You participate in the process. You kind of raise your rights you have as citizens. You participate in a way that the country provides us. And if you find some things which is shaking the fabric of your country, you stand up for it. But without seeing any action on it, just unnecessarily getting too worked up, I didn't feel that was the right thing for us.
What action would be crossing the line for you? For example, there's talk of a registry of Muslims either coming in from abroad or even, you know, an extreme version would be talk about a registry at home.
Yeah, I think registry for Muslims is one. Illegal immigration, you know, the people who have come here separating parents from their kids is another one. Trampling on the rights of the gay or lesbian community is another one. So there are a host of factors, which is the foundation of our nation, which is built on diversity of thought, diversity of race, diversity of, you know, religion. If any one of those factors is shaken, it's just not necessarily Muslim registry, but if any one of those factors are shaken, then definitely we should stand up. And within our rights to demand justice, we should not accept that which is shaking the foundation of our country. So we'll have to just see any of those actions, not just related to Muslims.
We've talked about your message to your congregation. Is there something you want non-Muslims in the Puget Sound area to do?
I am truly humbled with the overwhelming support we got from our non-Muslim friends, regular, you know, from the community. If you haven't interacted with a Muslim or if you haven't seen them, reach out to them, reach out to our center to know about the people. So most of the time, many of the misunderstandings happen because you really don't understand people, each other, even though, you know, both sides of it, right? Somebody may be honestly supporting Mr. Trump for his economic policies, not necessarily agreeing with all of that, understand what the issue is and work with them so that we can build these bridges between each other as a human being. So I honestly believe that. And if the community wants to know, I'm sure they'll find a Muslim anywhere at the workplace or the sports or a cab driver. Just have the conversation to know about, you know, what Islam is, what religion is, what thoughts are, so you feel comfortable.
Mahmoud Kadir is president of the Muslim Association of Puget Sound, discussing the damage done to the sign outside the Redmond Mosque. The mosque is going to replace the sign with a new one, and they're planning a ceremony on Friday, December 9th.